A few days ago, Governor Gretchen Whitmer made a few waves during a television interview from her home with Meet the Press. Tucked discreetly in the corner of the screen on a table just behind Whitmer's right shoulder is a small figure of two double-digit numbers, 86 and 45. The meaning behind 45 would be the 45th president, Donald Trump. The number 86 you may have heard used in a restaurant. In a commercial kitchen, it means we're all out of something. So 86-45 would mean, essentially, done with Donald Trump. Some Republicans wondered if Whitmer was sending a nefarious or even violent message. Here to explain the humble beginnings of the term 86 is Ann Curzan. She's dean of LS&A at the University of Michigan. And welcome back to Stateside.
A pleasure.
So for me, when I hear 86, I immediately am back in a commercial kitchen as a waitress and bartender and thinking about the head chef telling us what items we no longer have available on our menu. Where does the term 86 begin? Does it begin in the kitchen?
It does. It begins with soda fountains, from what we can tell. So your experience is absolutely relevant to this. So tell me a little bit more. When you were working as a server, how would you hear the term used?
Usually a lot of shouting, but not so loud that our patrons could hear, I suppose, on the floor. But we would walk into the kitchen and the chef or the sous chef would say, 86 lamb. And then it would just go down the line, 86 lamb, 86 lamb, 86 lamb. So everybody knew not to offer it from that moment forward.
I love it. Right. So 86 lamb means we're out of lamb.
Yep, exactly.
And this is what it has meant since the 1930s, which is when we have the first evidence for it. It is from soda fountain lingo, the lunch counters and the soda jerks behind the counter. And in 1933, this man named Walter Winchell was writing a column about soda fountain lingo. And in it, he includes 86 and says it means all out of it. And about 3 years later, we see a piece in the journal American Speech, which is interested in developments in American dialects. And it is in an article called Linguistic Concoctions of the Soda Jerker. And it has a few different ones. So for example, 81 is a glass of water, and 95 is a customer walking out without paying. And 86 is an item on the menu is not on hand.
So we know where it starts, but do we know why?
We don't. There is a lot of speculation about where this comes from, including the idea that at the Empire State Building, the elevator takes you up to the 86th floor and it lets you out and you must 86 out of the elevator. Or there was a bar called Chumley's in Greenwich Village that was at 86 Bedford Street. And the idea is that during the Prohibition, if all the patrons needed to get out, they would yell 86 and people would leave. Or if someone got drunk and got thrown out, they would be lying on the sidewalk, looking up at the bar sign and 86, because it was at 86 Bedford Street. There is not evidence that any of that is true. One of the more persuasive explanations is that this is rhyming slang, and it is rhyming slang for nix.
Yeah, like get rid of it.
Yeah, nix that. We don't have any more of that. So nix the lamb. We don't have any more. And rhyming slang is often playful. And so you get 86 because it rhymes with nix.
So when I see it in this cheeky 86-45 coming from a Democratic pin, for me, it's a little bit incongruous because it means like we're all out of him. It doesn't quite land in my commercial kitchen lingo. It doesn't really land quite, I think, what the intention is. So what do you make of seeing it used in this way to essentially say we'd like to be done with, or let's get rid of the president?
Yeah, so there's another meaning of 86 that is also in restaurant lingo, which can mean to ask a patron to leave or to get rid of a patron. So this actually came to national attention in 2018 when Sarah Huckabee Sanders was asked to leave a restaurant and there was a note and it said 86 Sarah Huckabee Sanders. This has been around for decades, this meaning of 86. And so you'll also hear if someone says that person is 86, it could mean that they were fired, that there's no more use for them, they've been asked to leave. So that meaning is out there as well, which is more relevant to the 86-45.
So you've seen various phrases come and go in popularity, especially in political circles where I think lawmakers tend to glom on to what each other are saying, kick the can down the road, chew gum and walk at the same time. You know, they all kind of start to say these phrases and they come and go, fall in and out of favor. Do you see 86 falling into a political category for a while?
I'm terrible at predicting these sort of things. So I don't know that 86 will stick around as political jargon. It is clearly well entrenched as restaurant jargon.
So if we're talking about 86 as being getting rid of somebody, perhaps throwing them out of a bar if they were intoxicated, et cetera, could it be perceived as a threat?
It is more common to see 86 used in these sort of restaurant ways of someone getting kicked out or their job is ended. But there is some evidence that sometimes it is used to mean to kill. It might be influenced by the phrase to deep six, which is used sometimes to refer to death. So it's not impossible that people could interpret it that way.
Ann Curzan, thank you so much for explaining this term for us.
Absolutely.
Ann Curzan is the Dean of LS&A at University of Michigan.